T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, now the expert du jour to tell us, not the experts that actually know about the wall or know about policy, has weighed in to appeal to President Trump. Who is this current expert? It's not AOC, it's not Nancy Pelosi, not Chuck Schumer, some of the usual experts. It's Howard Stern. All right, Stern on his SiriusXM show is the latest now to jump into this and to show us what he's all about. You know, and he, there's nobody that's ever done what he's done in his genre. But he likes to pose as a somewhat expert and an inside gamer, and he's appealing to Trump. You notice this has been one of the lines of attack with Trump, to try to shame him, and Stern does that by saying that Rush is the only thing out there that has Trump following through on this, like taking a trip to the wall today that we're monitoring in Texas-Mexico border. So Stern says on his show, and I don't have audio of it, I looked all over the place, I'm still trying to get that. The wall's a problem because it's a waste of money. Even Donald knows that. You got to know Donald a bit to understand what's going on here. The wall's a simplistic answer to our problems with immigration. It's something that, you know, morons. Let's emphasize that out there. You're driving, you're doing whatever. You're a moron, according to Howard Stern, can get behind because they like, oh yeah, if you build a wall, no one can get over it. But it's not that simple. Stern goes on to say, even Donald's not into this wall. It's just that he's embarrassed because he can't get it, and Rush Limbaugh shamed him. He went on and said more things. Right now, we don't even have air traffic controllers being paid. Talk about a lack of security. If I'm a terrorist, I'm coming in now. I bet you're flooding in while this government shutdown is going on. And there's more stuff to illustrate his expertise. He says, you're talking about building a massive wall all across this country. It's a tremendous amount of property and a tremendous amount of area to cover. You're not going to get a whole wall for $5 billion. If you really want a wall, it's probably going to cost you more, some trillions of dollars. Now, you see what's going on here. We've talked about this several times. I played you this Katie Turr, who's on MSNBC, one of the rising people. We played that the other day, claiming that Trump supporters really don't want to hold President Trump to this, that in some weird way, it's just Rush Limbaugh and that blonde conservative woman, as Joe Biden calls her, Ann Coulter. They're the only thing standing in the way. You get them out of the way and everything's fine. We can stop this nonsense. There have been any number of people then, true, trying to say this is all something, New York Times, that Trump, they made it up. Roger Stone and this Sam Nunberg. I asked Steve Bannon about that yesterday. He said not so, that the wall was always exactly what they were talking about, and it was concrete. That's changed to compromise with the Democrats. But it wasn't a metaphor. Here's what's being said. There's a couple of things being said here that are important. If you, what Stern is saying is you're a rube. That's what you are. If you're a Trump supporter, you're a rube. He played you. And now Trump is being played by Rush Limbaugh, who's also playing you rubes. Think about this now. It's the rube theory. So Limbaugh really doesn't care about any of this, but he's doing this to fire you up and then to boost himself to shame Trump. Trump doesn't care about any of this, but he's got to deal with Limbaugh firing you up. And you're all rubes. And this won't work anyhow. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210 and you're on board. And Howard Stern isn't playing to a bunch of rubes. This is the theory in the world that the people that listen to talk radio, the people that are Trump supporters, are just idiots. And all this is a game to get you fired up so that everybody benefits from this but you. And there's carnage out there on the other side. Now, it's playing out here in Philadelphia today. I'm looking at on Twitter. Should we build walls with New Jersey? Because there was a relatively substantial drug bust in the port of Philadelphia yesterday. So the other argument is the wall has nothing to do with anything. Won't stop anything. Now, I do think you're a moron if you think the wall, and people listening now know this, is not the panacea to stop everything. We're talking about it's one chip, one device, one part, a big part, I think, a significant part in the overall strategy to push back against all this stuff. That's what I'm saying. That's probably what you're thinking and what you're saying. And you want it to be an all-out press in ports. You want ICE to be out there, even inside the country. So where is it that this myth that people are saying, just the wall, that's all that I want? No, they want an all-out four-court press. When you do that, you get complaints attacking ICE and everything else. But I focus in on what's happening here with Stern first before I give you some sound from a true expert last night. Tucker Carlson had the guy back that was the Obama Border Patrol guy who got sacked by the Trump administration. You'd think he'd be mad and go after Trump. He did not. He laid down some information to counter this idea that drugs are just coming in through the ports. You know, that's the latest that's out there. But think about what Stern is saying. He's saying that you're being played. You were played by Trump. Trump knows better. Trump is being played by Limbaugh, and Limbaugh is playing you too. So this is just a bank shot after bank shot, and the one consistent thing here is all these insiders know this stuff, but they're making hay. One got elected president, one gets giant ratings by playing to the rubes. Because the smart people like Howard Stern, they know the wall won't work. I wonder if Howard Stern's ever been to the border as I have. I wonder how much study Howard Stern has put into this. Or is this just all the smarter than the room, the cynical view of the world, and everybody's playing everybody? You know, this is the theory. This is a bigger, broader theory that Trump became president, really didn't think it was happening, threw his hat into the ring and all that, and then went, oh, now what am I going to do? And now I have to build this wall, and now I have to do all these things. But I know deep down, this is all just a mistake. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You push pound 1210 and we'll get you on board. So look in the mirror. If you're driving, be careful. Are you a rube? Look at yourself. Face it for once. You were played. Now think about this. These are the people that Democrats are not playing their base of supporters with all their nonsense. Trump played you, Limbaugh's playing Trump and playing you. Limbaugh's even worse than Trump. And they all know deep down that this wall really doesn't matter all that much. And yet the country's being turned upside down. Why? Well, it's the type of thing that gets the juices going in the average person. Build that wall, build that wall. You know, not put a fence up. So Tucker Carlson has had on the Obama former chief of the Border Patrol a couple nights this week, which is rare for a big-time show like this. And last night, he talked about the need for the wall.
I want to run a couple of facts by you that I watched journalists tell me last night in their fact-check segments. The first is that drugs don't really come across our border. They come through our ports. Is that true?
Again, a complete disingenuous statement. So you want to say because more drugs enter the points of entry, therefore it's not a problem in between the ports. That's just fictitious. It is correct that more drugs enter through the points of entry, but Tucker, millions and millions of pounds of drugs still enter through the points of entry.
Okay. I also heard people say last night basically no one comes illegally over an unsecured border. They're just people who overstayed their visas. Do illegals come over the border unapprehended?
Yes, absolutely. It's incredulous. I can't believe that someone could actually state that. Again, there's factual historical data that just say that's absolutely absurd. That's false.
All right. So there's a couple of the factoids, myths that are put out there. Now, this guy Morgan also mentioned, that was on with Tucker Carlson last night. He mentioned that yesterday, well, last couple of days, he's put out several. The sheriff of Umaw County, Umaw, Arizona, storied Umaw, put out this document saying that in 2006, when President George W. Bush passed the Secure Fence Act, it had a tremendous impact, a wall of sorts, a fence of sorts in Umaw. In 2015, Fox News reported a 96% reduction in apprehensions due to a 20-foot-tall steel fence and manpower being tripled. The sheriff said, this drop, it obviously helped us curb people coming into the country illegally. And he talked how dramatic that was for Umaw. Now, it didn't mean that Umaw, I mean, I'm looking at guys that are riding vehicles, dune buggies over sand and all. He talked about how they beefed up everything. But he talked about how the wall gave them a shot to get a handle on this. So this is such an obvious point. But notice the type of stuff going on with this to try to weaken and divide. Now Howard Stern jumps into this. He's trying to play with Trump's mind. Look, Trump has been on with Stern 100 times. Stern really likes him. They bond. You know the whole deal. Even Donald knows this is all. He's playing you. And he got played because he did this to get elected. Then nothing happened. And then the big push. Now, if anything, I think Trump was too lax in allowing Republicans to do these continuing resolutions and to kick the can down the road with this. That's more the real story. And then we got to the 11th hour here where he saw the Democrats in the midterms. You know, we didn't do it before the midterms. Democrats would take over and it wouldn't get done in the House. So that's why there was the push. That's how we got to where we are now. 855-839-1210, you get in. So have you ever considered that question? It's a good question. Are you just being played by people like not only, well, Stern, Limbaugh, and Trump? That's what the argument is. Nobody really means anything in any of this. This is all a big game. This wall's a fiction. You know it's never going to happen. I know it's never going to. That's the idea. Well, some of it has. The sheriff of Umaw talked about the difference it made. I've been to El Paso. I saw that in lockdown mode when I was there, and that was a few years back. I think it made a huge impact. This can work. There's no doubt. This is needed. There's no doubt. But the unbelievable onslaught of people, when I see Stern jumping in with this yesterday and making this appeal, this is a subliminal message to President Trump. Come on now, you know, you got to be president. That's great. You're having fun. You don't have to do this crazy stuff. Stop it now. It's enough. You and I both know you did this with the rubes that are out there. You know, you played with them. You were successful. You were brilliant at that. You know, and I know, Stern is saying, this doesn't matter. Yeah, there's some experts out there. Who cares about them? We know better. We're New York. We're the insiders. We're laughing at everybody. Are you buying that? Is that a reality? Is that what this is about? And Limbaugh's even more cynical because he's using that to play you by playing on Trump. That's the most unbelievable of all. Chris Matthews talked about this. Now, Joe Biden blames Ann Coulter, but Chris Matthews blames Rush.
The partial government shutdown is now in its 18th day amid Trump's standoff between congressional Democrats on one side and hard right agitators like Rush Limbaugh on the other. Rush Limbaugh and his pals in the world of Fox say if this president doesn't build that wall, he's finished politically. So he's a ditto head. President of the United States is a ditto head. He's doing literally what Rush Limbaugh calls his people, those who ditto everything he says, because Rush Limbaugh can get 10 million people maybe on a good day to listen to him. Fired. He's a fireball in terms of audience. Mm-hmm. But that's 1/3 of 1%
right.
This country. What are we talking about? Rush Limbaugh, if he had any guts and didn't stood for anything besides audience, he would say, let's move on here. This isn't helping.
All right, you see, these are the angles of attack. And it's not just an attack upon the Republicans in Congress who are easy to push over. It's an attack upon President Trump from his New York roots.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.